Giant.
Monster Bullshit is the most listened to podcast in the country.
No, Grandpa! You can't die!
Worry not, my boy. Some people called Calgameth a hero, others a monster. But to me, he was always a friend.
Ugh. No!
All right, cut!
Ugh. All right, everybody, that's a wrap on Calgameth 2, The Return. See you on the set of the next one.
Ugh, God, okay, how did it look? Everything all right?
Larry just texted me, Matt. You're going to want to look at this. Looks like your balls were out the entire movie.
Calgameth
2.
This is not Calgameth 2.
It's kind of Pogasari 2.
Yeah, basically. Pogasari the Return.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the movies ever.
Ever made.
Yeah.
If you liked Pogasari,
you'll love this.
You will.
Yeah. It's the same movie. It's a remake, basically,
it's
I guess.
It's like the Disney Channel adaptation of Pogasari, of North Korean propaganda.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how that gestates, how this happens.
Who knows? I mean, it hit me when we were watching it, like, why the fuck did
why are they making Pogasari
get remade?
For, like a Western audience with, like, a medieval...
I wonder if it was made by people who actually saw Pogasari, or if this was like before Pogasari was available outside of North Korea and this was just an adaptation of that story.
Maybe
there's so much overlap.
Maybe there's like some screenwriter who just like knew that myth and cranked out a fucking script, or but I don't know, there's so many similarities.
Yeah.
That it's like gotta be at least partially conscious.
Or yeah,
like purposeful, like this is Pogasari.
Yeah. It's, I guess, better than Pogasari, maybe. I don't know if that's just my bias, but it seemed to be more competently made.
Maybe a little bit. I think some of that had to do with it being more recent. But
right.
I don't know. It's still pretty mind-numbing. Maybe it's a little bit funnier to watch than Pogasari. Like,
yeah,
it's got
a little
more flair, and it's got, like, this dumb... This is one of those movies, it literally happens, where, you know, the little creature comes out, and somebody goes, ah, and then the creature also goes like, ah, which is great. They should do that again. That should happen again.
That should happen more. At least once in every movie that's ever made.
Yeah. Yes.
Pinocchio, the new Del Toro Pinocchio.
Yeah, Geppetto should come out.
You're alive?
That should happen.
Mandatory.
Yes.
The new Hays Code.
Mm-hmm. But that was pretty cool. But there's a lot of goofy, like, cheesy shit in this. Is this late 90s?
96, so 96. Yeah, mid to late 90s.
So it's a nice little, like, flubber era.
Mm-hmm. Piece of shit.
Yeah.
This one is very obviously made for kids.
Kids
little
on,
dumb
yeah.
kids with soft skulls and hard hats.
Yes. Yeah, this is like a VHS. You'd find it like Dollar General or Dollar Tree and be like, what the fuck? Where would I have bought this before?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel like.
I guess this was made for TV, maybe?
That would be my guess. I don't know, though. The aspect ratio would suggest that.
Interesting. But. There were some clips on YouTube that were like HD.
Hey, yeah, you're right.
And widescreen.
Yeah. Maybe they're cropped.
I don't know. I was kind of thinking this might be cropped, but I really don't know. But, yeah, a lot of mystery surrounding this movie. Originally, we were going to watch this much later, but then I kind of realized after watching Pogasari that they're really similar.
Yeah, so it would make sense to watch back to back.
We were going
to
watch Pacific Rim 2.
Thank God
Electric
we watched
Boogaloo.
This.
But, yeah, this is pretty different from what I imagine happens in that.
Yeah.
But I think it was better that we watched this one back-to-back with Pogasari.
Definitely. We can make more direct comparisons. It's weirdly close. It's so strange. It's funny the differences that are here. You know, anything resembling like, you know, a communist tone is pretty stripped back. The main character is no longer a farmer.
Yeah, it's not political at all, really.
Yeah, and it, well, it's kind of funny if you want to read it politically. It's like, you know, for a Western audience, the main character is like a prince, a little prince instead of a regular person.
Well, that's kind of what I was saying should have been the case the last with Paul Gasari. Like, if you're going to make propaganda, you need to have somebody who's like, you know, already in the establishment who becomes like a champion for the people.
Yeah.
But instead... It's they did it here in a kid's movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Pogasar, or
Galgameth.
Galgameth running around when he's tiny. It's pretty sick. They got him flying around sometimes. Pretty cool. When he comes out, you know.
He looks disgusting. He looks like a little Pillsbury doughboy, the skin colored.
He's a Pillsbury Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
He's got big chomper teeth. He's always smiling.
Yeah, when he's a baby, he can't stop smiling.
Yeah. he's doing that the whole time. When we first see Galgameth, I don't know, it's just getting to me. When he unveils him, they go, and then he's like flying all over the place. He's getting like knocked, you know, onto this like sconce or, you know, chandelier thing, flying all over the place. And the kid's like, he's like alternating between like, you know, and like, you know, all
those
that.
Two emotions.
Yeah. That's really fun to me.
Yeah. I mean, it's more just fucking crazy because anything like this, and I guess this is obvious enough to where I don't need to really say it, but anything like this made today would be done CG. And so I feel like it wouldn't be as creepy, maybe.
No.
Because I feel like, you know, back then, for some reason, this was, like, popular. I mean, not this movie, but, like, that, you know, little critters, little animatronic critters, like, screaming and running around the house.
There's
and,
a little critter?
Don't drink the Coke! You know, shit like that was, like, really popular back then.
Son, and is that a little critter behind you?
So it's always, like, uncanny. Like, they're trying to make these real-world things. Yeah. I mean, you know, first of all, it's adult in costumes. You know, made by industry professionals, but the effect is always like it's supposed to be like a cartoon character, basically.
Yeah.
So it ends up being really uncanny, you know, especially watching this as an adult, this gross, fat, little sweaty creature smiling and running around all over the floor. They've got these really like soft shots where it's like running across the floor and it looks like a fucking Teletubby or something, and it's really just kind of eerie and uncomfortable.
He's got short
not
little
like
legs.
It's fucking scaring me, but it's just like what the it just feels wrong.
This is creepy lost media.
It is, yeah.
To your channel number 8, Galgameth. He's got short little legs. He looks so funny. He's fat. He kind of looks like me a little bit sometimes, I think.
Okay, you think?
Yeah, I think.
All right.
That's about as good as it gets, is watching a little critter run around.
Yeah.
Which I wish there was more little critter movies that I could watch.
Yeah.
But the movie is a little less mind-numbing than Pogasari. It's just got like a little bit more going on with the characters, like this kid's kind of learning how to be king or whatever.
Yeah, it's got a tinge of Shakespeare.
Yeah, you know, and he's like got a girl he falls in love with, a wench, if you will.
He doesn't die.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the third act.
That's right. There's other people with like kind of personalities. There's like the cowardly guy, the guy who plays Invader Zim. There's the fat guy from the bar. Yeah, you know, there at least there's something. There's other mentor type people that just kind of like appear and then disappear.
Yeah.
And there's a villain with that like kind of sustains through the whole movie. I mean, it's all pretty standard stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing crazy, but it's like, at least there's something. But it's still like, especially towards the end.
The guy who plays the villain's a pretty good actor.
He was in It's About Time.
It's About Time, Amityville movie.
Yeah.
And the like crazy guy with the big long fur cape towards the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
He was really good.
Yeah, he was really.
I was hoping he would come back, but he never did.
No, he had a lot of energy, and this movie kind of needed that.
Yeah.
But again, a little eccentricity, but very strange medieval giant monster movie. I don't know if we'll watch many more like this.
Yeah, with everybody's got American accents, and it takes place in a fantasy world where also Jesus Christ exists and the church exists kind of as it does in real life.
There's a handful of people kind of doing British accents, like kind of talk like this.
Yeah.
You know, just a little tinge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is supposed to be fantasy world. I guess Jesus Christ, you know, died for man's sins still in this world. Did he die for Galgameth's sins, I wonder?
Yes.
It's a lot of sins. Galgameth kills people.
Yeah.
Never too brutally, because it's a kid's movie, but I think people die and it's Galgameth's fault.
Yeah, he does burn somebody to death.
After they beg for their life. He says, please don't kill me.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I was thinking about how funny it would be in a movie like this where, you know, there's a part where they like kind of capture this guy. They let him go, but he's like the king's right-hand man.
Yeah.
But I was thinking how funny it would be in a movie like this where they get him and, you know, they tie him up. He's like, you'll never get away with this. And all the heroes are like, well, what do you want to do with him? And then the main guy's like, I have an idea. And like cut to them and they're in front of a fire and he's already been burned to death.
Okay, yeah.
And they're just talking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, oh, Jesus.
What do we do next? It's like, oh, Jesus. The horrors of war. He killed him like it was nothing.
Right. Well, not only killed him, but he burned him to death, presumably.
Because it posed the most benefit.
Mm-hmm.
An example. Yeah, that would be cool. Nothing like that happens, unfortunately.
No, nothing even fucking close.
Yeah. It's all serviceable. I could I could almost imagine, I was like, if I were a kid in, like, you know, 2000,
mm-hmm.
you know, if I was a tiny little baby, which I guess I was, but mm-hmm. if my parents, like, hadn't allowed me to watch The Lord of the Rings or something,
mm-hmm.
they're like, you can have Galgameth. Well, you know, we're at Dollar General. I see Galgameth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I want this. And they're like, okay, you can watch that. And I like substitute for Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
With this, I think, yeah. That's the type of movie this is. It's like a little baby, community theater level thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't fucking remember. I was pissing or something and I found myself humming the theme.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
And I can't remember it now.
I can't either. I just remember like keyboard trumpets.
They played it a few times over and over again, especially towards the siege on the castle part. Yeah, it's the whole thing just feels weird, feels kind of goosebumps-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
At points.
Definitely.
But I guess it's not like the worst thing I've ever seen.
No.
And it obviously had some money going into it.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of the special effects were kind of impressive for what I was expecting out of this.
Yeah, they were like, it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
It does a couple
better
times,
than Bulgasari.
Yeah, yeah. A couple times they even get some effects, like he picks up a little fake doll, the main guy,
mm-hmm.
Galgameth does, and for a second it's like, oh my god, is that a... Is it like a huge hand picking
him
up?
Yeah, is that a giant?
It just looked good.
Galgameth.
You know, but they don't cut soon enough, and you're like, oh, it's a doll.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But everything looks okay. There's a couple shots where they stick him with running people.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they've done in front of a green or blue screen.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay, nice.
There's that one where when they
like
burn
in the desert.
When they burn him and he turns, like, glowing red.
Yeah.
And he's walking through the trees. That shot... It's like a dolly shot.
Yeah.
And it actually looks kind of cool.
They've got this trees getting set on fire by him.
Yeah, every time he touches a tree, it goes up in flames.
It's like, cool, thanks for the effort.
Yeah, that was
appreciate it.
Cool out of nowhere. I kind of wish that he had done that again at some point.
Yeah, no, it just
doesn't. Activated Super Galgameth.
Red Galgameth enters.
Yeah, Red Galgameth.
Yeah, most of it looks all right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just expected worse, I think, you know. Because this is one of those movies where, like, you try to look it up and everything's fucked up.
Yeah, like, there's a ton of conflicting information about it.
There's different titles when you look up on different, like, you know, you look it up on IMDb or Letterboxd or whatever, mm-hmm. and everything's got different titles. On Letterboxd, there's only four actors credited, and I'm pretty sure there's more than four actors in this.
Yeah, I think so.
And the crew is made up of the director and the writer, who does not appear to be credited in the movie.
Yeah.
Who's the writer of, or the director of Pulgasari.
Yeah. I don't know if that was a fuck up on Letterboxd, or I don't know what the process is to, like, put a movie on Letterboxd. Like, who has to approve of that?
Yeah, I don't know.
But I don't know. Sometimes I just don't trust it, especially for, like, smaller movies like this.
Yeah.
It's like, why is there nobody credited? I remember watching David Lynch's Dune for the first time and looking it up on Letterboxd and trying to figure out who played the king or the whatever.
The emperor?
No, the Atreides guy.
Leto.
And he just wasn't in the cast. It's different now, I think. I've looked it up since then, but they just did not have, like, a main character not credited in a huge multi-million dollar movie directed by one of the most well-known and acclaimed directors working
today.
That's
decades old.
Right, and just the main character, one of the main characters was not credited. So I don't know what the fuck is going on at Letterboxd.
Yeah. They need to figure it out.
And who cares?
I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
Cinematography.
The cinematography section of this podcast.
Yes. In this section, we'll be talking about the cinematography of Galgameth / The Adventures of Galgameth. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look
this
bad.
This movie's not perfect, but I think it's got a little bit of something for everybody.
That's what,
People saying shit like that always keeps me keeps me up at night and fucking makes me lock my doors and close my windows. But always keeps me at arm's length from, like, really trying to analyze shit.
It's a good check. It's a good check to see people, you know, like, trying to say something meaningful on the internet.
Right.
And it's like, oh, wait, that's
the
stupid.
Main takeaway from this movie is, like, oh, it's not the worst movie ever made.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I'm not going to try to be like, you should check this out.
I could see this, like some really cringy YouTuber being like, what were they thinking?
Right. I think this is kind of a Mystery Science Theater. They did it on that Kaiju Quarantine thing. Like the worst of the worst.
I don't know about one.
I don't know. It's just a kid's movie. I mean, you can get a lot of mileage out of saying that the main guy is really fucking annoying.
Yeah.
He's got a horrible voice.
Why don't Yeah, it's not great. It's goosebumps shit, like you said.
Yeah, goosebumps shit.
But it's not goosebumps, so.
Yeah.
It's no goosebumps.
They should have done a goosebumps episode about Pulgasari.
They should have. Scary North Korea.
The beginning with R.L. Stein, you know, reading a book or whatever. He's got the little Galgameth guy.
I wish there had been more hijinks with Galgameth. Unfortunately, we don't really get that many.
Yeah. It, getting in and out of trouble.
Yeah.
Galgameth, stay out.
Once he gets big near the beheading scene, all the hijinks are out the window.
He stops playing.
Yeah.
He gets serious. Grow up.
Y'all fucked around?
Grow the fuck up. That's what Galgameth did.
Now, imagine if somebody told you to grow the fuck up and you did what Galgameth did.
Say, be careful what you wish for.
Oh, shit, that's scary.
Yeah, we can get into Don Fry's rating scores.
I've been kicked in the head by a horse a few times.
Yeah, this is a movie I fucking watched, and I dare you to prove me wrong. 4 out of 10 for effort.
Yeah, 3 out of 10. It's a baby movie. It's like a little kids movie. It's kind of good.
Right. Yeah.
Little movie made for fucking babies.
We need to be like Mike Mate reviewing Elmo and Grouchland.
Oh,
and
yeah,
really get
idea.
Fucking mad at Babies Media.
You can't have my blanket. You're not my friend anymore. Like, fuck you. Fuck Elmo. Nothing's happening. It's a music scene, music scene, music scene. The only thing is just he's got to find his blanket.
Fucking Pogasaur. I'm fucking Gilgamesh. Shut the fuck up. You know. Mm. Yeah, I mean, this is kind of interesting as an extension of the Pulgasari story, like IRL.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, this guy got kidnapped and was forced to make a giant monster movie.
Mm-hmm. And then they made it again.
And then they made it again in America for no reason. Like, without saying, like, this was Pulgasari and now we're making this.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like exist and it's like, a Western Pulgasari.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah, saying, based on a story by a guy named Brandon or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I think it's based on a Korean folktale.
Did Brandon make Pulgasari? Me scratching my head after the car accident.
Was there a guy named Brandon in 16th century Korea? I don't know. Yeah, baby movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thoughts.
Cool. And next episode, we'll be watching Pacific Rim 2.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like the reviews are in for Galgameth 2, The Return.
Ugh. All right, break it to me easy.
Okay, you want the good news or the bad news first?
Good news.
Well, everybody likes your balls in the movie.
Oh.
But the bad news is they're saying they're small.
What do you...